You mentioned throughout the book personal anecdotes on how you dealt with your depression. How did it start?
About 20 years ago, I was studying history, living in Baltimore, Maryland, and I had no idea what I was experiencing. I didn't have a label for the symptoms. Experienced tremendous fatigue. I had pains that I couldn't explain on the left side of my body. I couldn't concentrate at all. It was actually quite terrifying because I was totally overpowered by these symptoms. But I felt that I couldn't write an honest book, a science book, it's a science book, without talking about my own experience.
How long did it take for you to realize what this was?
Well, the symptoms came on really abruptly. When I say really abruptly, a few days. And it was very significant, even at the beginning, which is to say, I knew that something was very wrong. Really, I really felt like I had been waylaid by significant physical illness. That's all I can, how I can describe how hard it was to move. And, you know, I was someone who was using my mind, and it took a long time to realize that it's not a judgment on how you're running your life. It's a statement about where your mood is right now. And the good news is that many of these things are things that people can change. Almost 40% of people who have an episode of depression don't have any further episodes. And some of those people actually are stronger, they're wiser, and they go on to lead lives that probably are more meaningful.
Do you think you've led a more meaningful life because of it?
Well, so far so good, but you know, I hope I have a lot more time. I do think that I'm grateful that depression led me to psychology as a field. I'm grateful to be playing a small role in trying to change our dialogue on what I think is an important social problem. You know, I think the experience of depression makes you maybe not look at your life four decades in the future. It can make you more focused on the present and what are you going to seize today.
You talk like you're cured. Do you believe that you are?
I don't believe in cures. I don't think that's the right way to think about the aftermath of a significant depression. How you should think about it is, how much armor have you built up? Everyone has some kind of vulnerability, but I have built up some armor, and I think part of my armor is the purpose that I have in my life, whether that's the purpose of trying to get this conversation about depression going. And you build up enough armor when the inevitable rocks and spears come at you. Hopefully they don't puncture the armor and, you know, lead you to bleed all over the place. I still have the vulnerable points, but knowing what those are and trying to live a life that I'm proud of is, I think, it's the best defense that we have. I think probably as good or better than formal treatments. The purposes that you're living your life for and your defenses are stronger, then those things don't spiral into, you know, low mood that becomes incapacitating.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.